Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I don't know what happened. We kind of disconnected her for a second.
It's by me because I'm driving.
Okay, so so I was mentioning I would keep it because what you want to do is you want to have your name consistently all across the internet. So if you have it on your home advisor listing, then I would suggest you keep it. But it's up to you, once again. Okay. And then, so we got to get you, the Google verification, the business address, right? We're not going to showcase this on Google. It's just to verify, where you're located. I got 38465 North Lamar Drive.
Yeah.
Suntan Valley. Okay. Got it. And then, I know you go by Will, but your name is William. What is your last name? This is for account purposes.
Baker.
Baker. Okay. So I just want to be sure. And then what is the, a good email, that we can get a hold of you? It could be a personal or business. It doesn't matter.
TaurusLandscape@gmail.com.
Okay. TaurusLandscape@gmail.com.
All right. I think I want to remove the, I think I want to remove the LLC.
You want to remove it? Okay.
Yeah, because I got, like, my logo is, like, TLM for Taurus Landscape Management.
Okay.
The LLC name is Taurus Landscape, and then I'm kind of, like, I don't know what I want.
Okay. So you just want me to keep it as Taurus Landscape, just like that? No,
yeah,
LLC, right? Okay.
Yeah, I like it a little more simple.
That's not a problem. We can do that. Okay. So I just want to let you know that when we do have your profile, it's going to be like that, and we're also going to update, like, any other profiles you have online. It's all going to be the same, right? We do what's called a NAPW name, address, phone number cleanup. The only one we cannot change, and that's completely fine because they are not, like, they're a different platform, would be Home Advisor. So just so you know, okay? We'll make sure that gets updated everywhere. Okay, so I got that there. And then just some basic information for the business. You know, what would you say you want to be listed for your hours of operation?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday? Okay.
Yeah, 7 to 5.
7 to 5 p.m., okay. All right. Yeah, and then now that the time is changing, I don't know if you noticed that, but definitely changing. Okay, and then the categories, right? So, you know, what are some of the specific categories or, kind of services you want me to list you for? I see that you have, like, the stuff on Home Advisor. Do you want me to stick to that same kind of...
Yeah, let me look at what it says.
Yeah, okay.
Give me a second. Look at it.
Yeah, no worries. I could actually read it out loud if you want to.
Could you?
Yeah, it just says lawn care, maintenance, and mowing, lawn and garden sprinkler system repair, landscape, yard, or garden installation. We got tree stump removal, sprinkler system for lawn and garden, winterize or activate, lawn and yard waste cleanup, and then tree trimming and tree removal.
I want to clean that up a little bit. I don't
okay.
think I've some of it's forwarded.
Okay, no worries. So what I can do is I could just put some of the notes here. So what basically is going to happen, right? So I'm going to create the profile for you to see how we're going to list you, and then when it comes to the keywords, like the keywords, then we're going to have the technician remember that onboarding call, and that way you can really fine-tune those. But is there anything that, like, that you don't do within the things that I just mentioned by chance or no?
There's two things I want to add to it. I do all that. But I want to add, I don't know what it's going to be under. Like, I don't know if you, like, have categories, like a drop-down menu. But I spray for weeds. Like, I do, like...
Okay.
I don't know how it is in California, because I know you get a lot more growth. But I hear a lot of people, they have, like, gravel yards, and they want their yard to have nothing. So you go and spray this, like, pre-emergent chemical that prevents weeds. It's, like, sterilizes the grass.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay.
I do that for a lot of people. So I put it as chemical applications.
Yeah,
and,
chemical
applications. And I also do hardscape.
Oh, I love hardscape, yeah.
Pavers, gravel.
That's good, pavers. That's what I want to do to my backyard. So, the home office is in Orange County, California, the city of Fountain Valley. That's where our headquarters is, like their physical office. And I just bought a property. I don't know if you're familiar with the high desert in California. So, I mean, obviously California is right next to Arizona. It's not too far, right? But I moved to a city called Apple Valley. So it's kind of midway from Las Vegas and then, you know, like Anaheim area. So the high desert, you got Victorville, Apple Valley, Hesperia. And so I live in the high desert. So kind of, I would just imagine it's kind of similar weather to, you know, where you're located too, right? I mean, because I've been to Flagstaff, that's what it's called? Yeah. So yeah. It's hot out there. It's more desert.
Yeah, Flagstaff's a little different than, like, the valley down here. But I think Orange County area, it's similar.
Got it.
Like, if you go to San Diego, I think it becomes more different. Like, there's a lot more just, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, more mess. You know, more green mess. Just because it's...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Okay, so we got that already. And then what are some of the cities that you really want to focus, hyper-focus on when, you know, people are looking at your ads?
Green Creek.
Okay.
Do you want multiple cities or do you just want the one?
Yeah, just some cities, and then I'll have the technician do more work, but I just want to put some just cities for them.
Queen Creek, Santan Valley, Apache Junction, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Gilbert, Mesa, and I'd say Chandler. And give me 2 seconds, I gotta grab something.
Sure, okay.
All right, I'm back, Chris.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. All right, so I put those down there. Once again, the technician is going to do the research before you guys get your client onboarding call, and then they're just going to go ahead and, you know, add any other suggested cities and so forth. So that's not a problem there. And then I did want to mention, I believe when I spoke to you yesterday, you said you are insured, but no license quite yet, right?
Yeah, I just have an LLC, and I'm like, I guess okay. I have some certifications in, like, spraying and whatnot.
No worries.
I'm not a registered contractor yet.
Not required. It's fine. Okay, so we got that there. And then let's see. Okay, so I did want to clarify. Did you have a – you didn't have a business Facebook, but you do have a personal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Existing Facebook. No. Putting that there. And then, so you said you have your logo for your website that we're going to build for you. You do have before and after pictures, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. Okay, cool. And then you have your logo, so we can put that there as well. Be able to do that for you. So you don't necessarily need them now off the bat, but, you know, when we do have that onboarding call with the technician so we can build your website. That's something that we can have that.
When will that be?
I'm looking at the calendar right now, and so give me 1 second. It's 2:18 right now. I just want to look at so we block off an hour. It's literally 30 minutes. The reason why we block off an hour is just to make sure that, you know, we cross the T's, dot the I's. If there's any questions that you have, then they're going to go ahead and answer them for you at that time. I do have a spot later on today. At 3 p.m. and then 3 to 4, and then I got a wide open calendar tomorrow in the morning and then in the afternoon or evening. We're here to 4 p.m. It's also your time too. So what would work better, today or tomorrow?
Till 12 tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can do 12. 12 to 1, so I'll block it off for 12 to 1.
Okay.
And then, oh, shoot, you know what? I do, they take their lunch from that time. Would 1 to 2 work for you, by chance?
Yeah, 1 to 2 works.
1 to 2? Okay. So I'll put that there for the client onboarding call. All right. So then let me just apply this this code, because that way it'll waive your setup fee completely, which is really good. And putting that there. Okay. And you're not bilingual by chance, right? Just
no, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to learn Spanish. I don't know if you know Spanish. A lot of guys have pointed.
Yeah. I do know. I do know Spanish. Yeah.
I know like little stuff like lomito aquí, like cortar hierba. You know, like cortar
la
planta.
La planta,
yeah.
Okay.
As mucho like as mucha hierba aquí.
Yeah, there's a lot of weeds.
I don't know. It's a little broken sometimes.
Hey, that's good. You know, as long as you can articulate that to, you know, they understand that, that's really good.
I've worked with guys that only speak Spanish, so I've gotten.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I hear you. Okay. All right, so we got that there, and then let's see. They asked us for that. What we're going to do is we're going to read also what's called a voice verification. This is just for your protection. This is just letting you know that this is a month-to-month service. There's no contracts. And then, you know, you will read to the terms and conditions, everything good, you know. Once we do that, then we'll be good to go. So if there's anything that comes up and then, you know, you're like, hey, Chris, what's that? Can you repeat that to me? Feel free to ask, and I'll be able to clarify it for you. But once again, we're also going to send you your invoice with your, you know, terms and conditions, and then that's going to give you an email with your login credentials to your dashboard. So that's just that dashboard is going to be activated when you have your client onboarding call. So that's just to get you into our system, and then you'll be able to see everything that's going on with your campaign through that dashboard. So I'll get that here ready for you here in a second. Okay. Things taking a little while. All right. And then, so I did want to ask, let's see. All right. We're going to send that to that email. All right. So as far as securing the listing at the $299, is it going to be the same address, billing address as well?
Yeah.
You there?
Can you hear me? Hello?